Now. Midnight Mastermind.
Can you Adam and believe it? It's Thursday already, and that means I've already taken on three attempts at a full house and Midnight Mastermind and executed none.
Spice Girls.
The Summer and Winter Olympics.
YouTube.
Now, the annoying thing is, which I'll be honest with you about, if you'd have given me those subjects in advance, say on Sunday, and said, right, this week you're going to face those, I'd have backed myself on at least two of them. So that makes it more grueling. It's not like it's veganism or something that I know nothing about. Do you know what I mean? Good morning, Midnight Mastermind contestant for Thursday, the 16th of January. Your name, please, and whereabouts in the world do we find you?
My name's Alan Boyd, and I'm calling in from Southampton.
Hi, Phil. My name's Keith MacDonald, and I'm calling from Woolwich, southeast London.
Oh, we've got Alan and Keith in separate places. But, I mean, you know each other, I assume. This isn't just a random one, is it?
We do, yeah. Not a good dating scene here, I'm afraid.
Listen, what you guys do online late at night is your own business. What's your chosen specialist subject for me, Keith? What are we doing?
Go on, Alan. I'll let you fly.
Oh, go on, Alan. You reply.
We're giving you the 1980s and 1990s children's television show Nightmare.
I've never heard of it. Oh, crikey. I was 11 in 1985. I should have heard of it, shouldn't I? Are you spelling
you have,
with a K or without a K? I'm just asking because it's
with
a kid's
a K.
Show. It's with a K. Okay, well, maybe I have heard of it then if it made me ask that question, didn't it? Something in my brain. Right, so Nightmare. Okay, what side was it on?
It was on children's ITV.
CITV, right, okay.
I'll do are we allowed to say that on the BBC? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fact, isn't it? I don't think you're not driving people to go and watch it because it's probably not on anymore. And certainly CITV doesn't exist anymore. So we're all good, boys. We're all good. I want to know now, because I'm so nosy, before I play my revision song, I want to know, Alan, how do you know each other?
So I run the nightmare.com fan site.
Oh.
I took over from its predecessor many years ago, and I was looking for an editor. And Keith is a bit of an expert on the subject. So Keith and our very good friend David collectively run the website.
Now, this would explain your reticence just before to answer then, Keith, because technically Alan's your boss, is he? Is that the problem?
In a manner of speaking, although he was best man at my wedding last year.
No! We've
just about leveled the playing field.
Oh, well, huge congratulations for last year then.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the name of your betrothed?
Nadia.
Nadia. And Keith, lovely. Well, congratulations to you both. And, right, well, I'll ask you, after we've done the revision, maybe you can tell us his best man gag, if it was, you know, if it's suitable for a family audience, you know what I mean? Robert S. and Show Me Love, which I hope the boys will do in a minute, on Nightmare. It'll prove to be one. Just been doing my revision on Nightmare with a K, and this is a very intricate and involved game that I'm about to be asked three questions on by Alan and Keith, who are in two separate secret locations. And so, Alan, you were describing just before then how you took over running of this kind of... It's a fan site, is it?
It is, yeah. It's kind of the... it's a bit of a centre point, really, for quite an active community of fans, which I think is really why the show has persisted all these years. So it finished in, I think it was 1994 was the final year, and there's still an enormous community behind it, which is great.
And did you just grow up watching it? Is that why? Is this just like a love from your childhood?
So, yes, with the added proviso, I was actually a contestant in the final series.
Way! How old are you then? Do you mind me asking?
I was 11 years old. We were the youngest team to play.
Wow. How did you get on?
It's also embarrassing to say. We won, actually, which I don't know if you've come across it in your research, but
It takes some doing because you have to do three levels, don't you?
Yeah. There were 69 teams in total, and eight of them won across the eight series. It was a bloodbath, absolute bloodbath. Yeah.
Of course, this was in the era where you didn't have to be kind to kids on kids' shows, did you?
That's true. I've actually got the trophy here to show you as well.
Oh, wow, because the boys are on
it's
a...
It's not much good for the radio.
They're on a Zoom link, but let me try and... I can describe it to you. Do you know what it reminds me of? Alan's very kindly holding up. It's a knight holding a shield with a sword diagonally left from the knight's helmet. But more important than that is, do you remember the old Britannia Music Club where you could get three albums for like a tenner? It looks like the logo to that, doesn't it?
It does actually. You're right.
And Keith was put. You agree, don't you, Keith?
I do.
So it's a good comparison. That was.
And, yeah. You know, I was a little too young. I was unfortunately I was a year too young to be eligible to compete on the show.
Right.
But you know, you do think about how it's why it's persisted with you, and it was so inventive, and it was intelligent, it was mature, and it was really challenging. And you know, if you were young, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old while you were growing up, and you were a little naive and impressionable, and able to suspend your disbelief, you know, it really left an imprint on you that's just carried all these years, and it still holds up really well today. It's just such a
I don't want to say too much in case I blow any of your questions, but it certainly looked from the revision, because obviously I said to you I don't recall it at all, but from the revision it looks like a forerunner to virtual reality headsets, really. That's what it looked like. I mean, it's kind of these dungeons that were created on a Chroma Blue Key screen, whereas now you just stick a headset on and you're in a different world, you know.
It absolutely was. And it's actually one of the ironies of the show is that the creator, Tim Child, when he came up with the idea for Nightmare, he didn't want the Dungeoneer to be inhibited in any way. He really wanted them to be fully in the game. And so the idea of having to navigate them through the dungeon really was forced upon him. So it was a necessary circumstance, really.
I know how the Dungeoneer feels.
Midnight Mastermind.
Right then, question number one on Nightmare, the kids' TV show, which was mid-80s to early 90s on CITV. Who's got question number one? Would it be Alan or will it be Keith?
It's me, it's Keith.
Okay, go ahead.
So, in Nightmare, a contestant or the Dungeoneer was placed into a virtual dungeon using blue screen technology.
Yeah.
However, the Dungeoneer was not able to see the virtual dungeon, so a prop was added to partially blindfold them. What was the name of the prop they wore?
I'm really hoping that it's what I think it is, because otherwise I'm going to sound a real idiot saying this phrase on Radio 2. So keep everything crossed for me. I really hope it is the Helmet of Justice.
Jackpot.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Very good. Question number two, then. That'll be you, Alan.
Okay, question number two. Treyguard, the dungeon master, gave limited advice and help to the contestants. Mm-hmm. He had two assistants over the course of the show, over its 8 series. Mm-hmm. What notoriously unpopular burger condiment shares its name with one of the assistants?
Well, so I did see the name of one, right? But now you've got me going down a different route with the way you phrased the question. Because I've got a thing. So I think the thing that everyone hates in a burger begins with a G, but the answer I was going to give you begins with a P.
Oh, I mean, you've essentially got it.
Okay. Pickle.
But so which way are you going to jump?
Pickle. That was the one I saw.
It is absolutely
right?
Pickle.
Oh, great. Excellent. Good. So that's two from two. I was thinking of Gherkin, you see, but I didn't see a character. When I did the revision, I didn't see any characters called Gherkin, so I thought, I'd stick to Pickle.
Not in Nightmare.
Very good. So that means, Keith, you must have the final question.
I do. This one's a multiple choice for you. And given that you've got two right already, I might not add the proviso of giving you a second chance like I was going to. So during their quests, the Dungeoneer could replenish their life force by putting food in their knapsack.
Right.
Now, the life force was represented on screen by a meter that changed over the 8 series. Now, which of the following was not used to visually represent a Dungeoneer's life force? Is it A, an armored figure whose armor fell off? B, a pie cut into slices? C, a face that disintegrated? Or D, a candle that melted? So three of those were used
and
to show
one
life
wasn't.
Force. One of them was not.
Right. So give me them again then, just please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so it's an armoured figure whose armour fell off.
Yeah.
A pie that was cut into slices.
Yeah.
A face that disintegrated.
Yeah.
Or a candle that melted.
Well, given what you've said about this show and how it didn't really treat the kids like kids, I think quite a lot of those are believable. So I'm going to go with what I think is the most anodyne, which is the candle that melted.
Oh, Phil, It's a full house.
Oh!
Well done.
When you said, oh, Phil, I thought, oh, I've blown it at the last minute. Well, in that case, I need to get the hallelujah ping going. Ready? Hey! I can't tell you, boys, right? It's been so long since I got a full house. I reckon we're talking months. And on a show I've never seen as well. I'm over the moon.
That's impressive. Very impressive.
We are happy to oblige.
Oh, man, it's been so lovely speaking to you both. So how do you manifest this joy now? I know you've taken over the website, Alan, but is there a podcast as well?
There's all kinds of projects relating to Nightmare out there. There's a podcast, there's a stage show. We ourselves actually produce even a comedy video, a sort of parody of the show. There's all kinds of things out there. It manifests in all kinds of ways, and hopefully will for many, many years still to come.
I love it. I love that something that's quite niche. That's often where you find an audience most, isn't it? Because those who love it really love it. So they're dedicated followers. And well done. I've really enjoyed both of your company. Thank you both very much for coming on.
And, thanks very much for having us.
So go on, Keith, now that we're done, what was these best man's line?
Well, so there's a unique circumstance where there is a person that happens to share my name from the city I come from that has a rather insalubrious past.
Right.
Now, Alan managed to find out this information and basically recreate the front page of the newspaper in which this story broke and customized it to make it about me and then unveiled it by complete surprise with the aid of about four volunteers.
Oh, that's amazing.
During his best man speech, which has, I suppose, given my German in-laws some different insight into what could have been.
That's excellent. Oh, well played, Alan. That's really good.
Thank you. It was a good find. It was a very good find.
It's Alan and Keith, and it's Nightmare with a K, nightmare.com, if you want to check out their work. Cheers, lads.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Phil.